morning.
This is episode one of the Shared Desk Dog Days of Podcasting Edition 2017. And if you are new to our show, this is not normal. I blame Craig Stepp for this. If you don't know who Craig Stepp is, you need to go to Technorama and remedy that. Technorama.com. Yeah, I know. Those of you who do know the Shared Desk and do know our show, you're going to notice there's no bell. There's no production, with the exception of the theme. I couldn't make a podcast without a theme. But what is this? So the Dog Days of Podcasting, and you can look that up actually in the show notes for episode 78 of the Shared Desk, because that's where I talk about this in depth. It's a challenge that's put out by Craig Stepp and other podcasters, where in the month of August, we will podcast one show a day, every day for the month of August. Now, you hear the details as to why it's happening here on the Shared Desk on episode 78, so just have a listen over there. And I thought the first episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting should be about writer's rage, because that's what happened to me yesterday. Writer's rage. What happened? Well, I was in traffic yesterday. And for those of you who know the Washington, D.C. area, traffic is a way of life. It's a religion. It's a passion, if you will. And I lose 10 hours a day minimum. No, sorry, 10 hours a week. I lose 10 hours a day. That would be brutal. I lose 10 hours a week minimum. Just sitting in traffic 10 hours a week. And that's on an average. That's not counting yesterday when there was a 7-car pileup and then there were 2 accidents on the alternative route that I took home. Now, to add to the stress of the lost time, me sitting there, I was listening to a writing podcast. Now, here's the thing. When writers listen to other writers give advice, one of two things I believe is going to happen. You're either going to go, wow, I never thought of that. That's genius. That's brilliant. I'm going to run with that. This is my new mantra. Or what an ass. What an absolute arrogant twit. Unfortunately, I was not saying this is my new mantra. I was having a real tough time with this podcast, and this wasn't the first time I'd had problems with this podcast. And I wanted to find the magic solution in this podcast, because I knew people raved about this podcast. I knew people swore by this podcast, but it wasn't there. And the more I listened, the angrier I got. And of course, where are you going to go when you're stuck in when you're stuck in traffic? I was a bit of a mess. I make no bones about it. I was a bit of a mess. And it kind of started in the morning. I went on a morning run with my running partner, and it was, oh crap, it's early. we got up at oh crap, it's early, and we went running. And while she managed to duck under a branch, I did not. And my eye is still kind of effed up. It's not. I don't need to go see a doctor or anything. It's just swollen. That's how my Monday started. And morning commute, and the same podcast I listened to that morning actually had some really good advice. But all the other episodes that I listened to, I was getting upset. And of course, now I'm stuck in traffic. I'm losing time. My parents are here at the house with Pip, and I can't get to them. And I wanted to cancel the dinner date we had, postpone it, whatever. Got home. Well, no, I didn't get home. Actually, I as I'm melting down, I kind of took a breath, and I said, "All right, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?" That's my solution for dealing with writer's rage. I don't know if other writers get this. I don't. Maybe I'm alone. Maybe I'm the only author that suffers writer's rage. Because that's what this was. It wasn't road rage. It was writer's rage. Because I wasn't thinking about trying to get home. I wasn't thinking about the traffic. I wasn't thinking about the stupid people in Washington, D.C. that apparently cannot drive. And why we face an hour to an hour and a half, on average, getting home. All I could think about was the lost time. This is time I am not going to get back. And I know for a fact, if I was given back half the time that I lose every week in traffic, I would have a lot more words under my belt. So I asked myself, what am I going to do? I'd already lost my temper, and I'm not happy about that. I already lost my temper on the phone because that was the other thing I should add into this mix of writer's rage. I couldn't get in touch with anybody except for Pip. So my father wasn't home. My mom didn't have her mobile phone with her. So pretty much I was trying to get in touch with people who I couldn't get in touch with. That also added to the frustration. Am I proud that I went off on Pip? No, not at all. But it haunted me. It haunted me for the rest of the day. But what I did do was I stopped, took a breath, and I said, what am I going to do? I'd already lost my appetite at this point. So I said, you know what? I'm texting Pip, and I'm just telling her that I need to go somewhere and cool off. And I went to a coffee shop in Manassas, sat down, found a corner, and I angry edited. I mean, I sometimes have an angry run, and you can tell it's an angry run because, you know, you can hear, according to my running partner, you can hear every step because I'm just getting it out. But I don't think I can rage write. I don't think I can do that. I can rage edit. In fact, I think I'm a better editor when I'm angry. But I sat down and I edited three chapters of a work in progress that I'm going to be submitting before the end of this week. I wanted to submit it a month ago. Actually, I wanted to submit it probably 2 months ago. It's been sitting in my Habitica. But that was my solution. I did something about it. You got two choices when you're this angry. You've got two choices, and it is hard to make the right choice of what you're going to do. Are you going to go on ahead and just be angry, which does nobody any good whatsoever, and you get home and you're tired and you're exhausted and you don't want to have anything to do with anything you truly love because you just want to go to bed? Or are you going to take that anger, take that energy, take that weight and channel it into something, change it, make it something constructive? Now, I'm not saying I do this all the time. In fact, this was the first time I said I'm slamming the brakes figuratively, not literally, but figuratively. We are talking about traffic, of course. And I said, I'm going to do something about this. And I got those three chapters edited and polished, and I feel better. I don't feel great because I don't like feeling that rough around the edges. But that's my first entry for the Dog Days of Podcasting. I'm going to work a little better at channeling writer's rage. And the only time I get it is when I lose time like this, sitting in traffic doing nothing. You know, if you're listening and you feel like you have these moments, go ahead and share them with me. You can call 703-791-1701. Or you can drop me an email, tatmorris.com, and tell me what your solution is for dealing with writer's rage. Why does it come on? What what brings it on, what triggers it, and what do you do to cope? This is going to be a very different kind of podcast. It's only going to last to August, the dog days of podcasting. But you get the idea of what this is like. This is me raw, unfiltered. It was going to be 5 minutes, probably going to be 10. So, Pip, you're right about that. And thanks for joining me. Welcome to the Dog Days of Podcasting.